AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Four remaining Republican presidential candidates have been shouting at each other for almost an hour now in Detroit. AP correspondent Mark Smith has a live report on their debate.
Ross, here at Detroit's Fox Theater, the others said they wanted to talk issues, but within minutes of this debate start, they were again hammering Donald Trump, calling him a bombastic fraud not ready to be president. And he fired back, dismissing Marco Rubio as Little Marco and calling Ted Cruz Lion Ted, even making a crude sexual reference to his own manhood at one point. After Super Tuesday and the billionaire businessman's emergence as front runner, Rubio, Cruz, and John Kasich know time is running out to stop Trump. Tonight it's gotten so heated, Ross, the moderators have repeatedly stepped in to try to halt the bickering. Ross?
While Ted Cruz and his colleagues were preparing for tonight's debate in Detroit, an attorney representing two New York retirees who are challenging the citizenship of Senator Cruz were in an Albany courtroom.
Every voter in New York State, every Republican voter, should be able to go to the polls knowing that they're voting for a candidate who is actually eligible for the presidency of the United States, and not one whose competency to be a president is called into disrepute.
An attorney representing Ted Cruz dismissed the lawsuit.
The federal law at the time, in 1970, at the time that Senator Cruz was born, was crystal clear. He was born, and that the language is black letter and plain. He was born an American citizen.
A Baltimore Public Works employee was fatally shot today at a city maintenance depot after an argument with a co-worker turned physical, and the co-worker got a gun. The shooter is still on the loose. A Craigslist deal gone bad led to a bullet being fired at Savannah Mall in Georgia, but nobody was hurt. This is AP Radio News. Sites for the Super Bowls in 2019, 20, and 21 will be decided at the NFL owners' meeting in May in Charlotte, North Carolina. The league's Super Bowl Advisory Committee announced today that Atlanta, Los Angeles, South Florida, and Tampa would be in the running for Super Bowls 54 and 55. Previously, New Orleans, Atlanta, South Florida, and Tampa were chosen as finalists for Super Bowl 53 in February 2019. In the meantime, AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports three judges of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals have heard the NFL's appeals of September's ruling in the Tom Brady deflate case.
Judging from the tone of the questioning, the judges seemed more inclined to rule the football commissioner had the right to suspend Brady after concluding he knew about the deflation of footballs. A trial judge threw out the four-game suspension a week before the season began, saying Commissioner Roger Goodell hadn't given Brady adequate opportunity to appeal his punishment.
I'm Ross Simpson.